Om Shanti. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on Thursday, 20th November 2025. And we now listen to the Bhog message. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reached the subtle region, I saw that many, many brothers and sisters were already emerged in front of Baba. Baba was sharing blessings and filling each one with blessings through his drishti. Baba then said, "Come, child, look at all these beloved children." And I started to observe each child, just as the rays of light in the form of blessings were decorating each child. Baba then said, "On this day, all the children are sitting in one thought, with one commitment, lost in Baba's love. Every child wants to come up and meet the Father. So Baba's thoughts have reached the Father. And Baba's giving the children the return of all their thoughts. Baba has especially invited the children to the subtle region today." Baba then said, "Come along, children." And as they moved along, there was a small hill, a small mountain. There was a small enclosure on this mountain. So what was visible within this enclosure were the beloved deities, the forms of incarnation, and devotee souls were calling out to their beloved deities. They were praying to their deities from a distance. Baba then told the Brahmin children, "Now come along up to this mountain." There was a fountain-like design behind the mountain, like the shape of a fountain, but it was a tree, and there were angels along every branch of the tree. And there was, in another section, in the third section, there was a bit of a mountain, not exactly a mountain, but a variety of fruit gardens were visible. Baba then said, "You can go to whichever section you wish to go to." So the first the children went towards the mountain, and Baba said, "Stabilize yourself in your original form." So Baba was reminding the children that within the confluence age, you have received two parts to play. You are the ancestor souls for the devotee souls, for souls of the world. You are their beloved deity souls. And so with that form, through that form, you have to give experiences to the world. So as the children, the Brahmin children, stabilize themselves in that stage, they were able to fulfill the desires of the devotee souls. The devotee souls were receiving light, rays of light in the form of attainments, and they were feeling, experiencing as though that the deities were fulfilling their desires. They were bowing down their heads and expressing their thanks for all that they were attaining. And on the second mountain, stabilize yourselves in that second form as angels. So everyone was coming to their form of being an angel. Baba then explained, Such times are coming that the children have to practice being detached from everything else, be loving towards all souls, be detached from even the circumstances that are to come in front of you, be light, be the angel, and take a round across the world. Go around the world and give souls the experience that God alone is our companion. Give this experience to everyone. And then Baba took the children to the third direction where there were the fruit gardens. And Baba said, pick whichever fruits you wish. As the children started to jump around to select the fruits, they were not able to catch hold of the fruit. Baba said, why are you not able to do it? Baba then himself explained, the children have to pay attention that at the present time, as the confluence age is progressing and the new world is coming closer, speciality of that is that you'll have to make some effort, but the attainment will be greater. The more you come closer to your stage of perfection, you won't have to make as much effort as you've done in the past. You will make less effort, but there will be greater attainment because there will be more focused effort now. Sometimes the children come into a confusion whether their effort is right or not. I'm not able to do what Baba is saying. So they become very confused. You shouldn't think too much. Just keep one determined thought about whatever effort you're making and then experience that stage. You will experience the attainment through that stage. Now is the time to become complete with all attainments, but also experience God's love. And through God's love, you can give experiences to others. Time is continuing to come closer. It is time to do the service of glorifying the Father in front of souls of the world. It is a time for you to come closer to your stage of perfection. And so for all of this, always maintain determined thoughts, stabilize yourself in your original form. And then thirdly, Baba said, what is going to help you in this stage of transformation is the power of silence. The more you practice the power of silence, accumulate the power of silence, you will save on your time, you will have to make less effort, but you will attain even more. So as Baba asked, requested the children to stabilize themselves in their original form, they were able to receive the fruit of their attainments. Rays of light were falling on them from above and they were receiving diamonds. Baba wishes to see the children in this form. Baba wants to see the children always perfect, always complete. So experience this for yourself. So attain this stage. Baba then fed the bhog to everyone. Baba said, the children are dearly beloved ones. They are making good effort, but sometimes they become a bit slack. So in order to inspire the children to make good effort, Baba comes in front of the children at times and gives them experiences, and he will continue to make the children progress. There were some souls who had offered special bhog and news. I shared all of that with Baba, and Baba gave remembrances to all the children. I then returned. Om Shanti.